hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
We kick off hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving with a new product that I came across. I think I'd seen this product before in maybe some dive shops down in the Keys, but I ran across the owner at the Surf Expo here in Orlando a few weeks ago, and we started talking because suntan lotion is something that I need to use more often. Anybody who knows me or has seen me out on the dive boat knows that I'm either white or I'm looking like the lobsters that I'm trying to catch during lobster season.
They don't call him lobster boy for nothing.
I've been to the dermatologist many times. I have things frozen off. I won't tell you what, but
they call him spotty and shorty.
It's a frustrating thing to deal with as a diver when you have to be out in the sun to enjoy what you love to do most, but have to work with the sunscreen stuff all the time, and it's a pain in the butt. It's finding the right type of sunscreen is a very personal choice. That's one aspect. But, you know, there's a lot of bad things that go into these products that not only might not be good for you, but are definitely not good for the reef. And Dan is on from Tropical Seas to talk about a product called Reef Safe, who may have finally come up with the solution for this, this product that we have to use as divers. Dan, welcome to Scuba Radio. How are you? First off, tell us, how did this product come about, Reef Safe?
Well, I happened to be down in Key West diving with a bunch of friends.
Okay.
And when they jumped into the water, I noticed the Valdez effect coming off of them.
Yeah, an oil sheen developed.
Oh, who I hasn't thought the captain was drunk.
Correct.
And it was from the sunscreen they were wearing, I assume, right?
Correct. So when I saw that, I thought, wow, that can't be good for the ocean and its inhabitants. And that was back in 1995. And I came back to work and started working on the formulas.
And it just kind of snowballed from there. You had already been making suntan products, or was this a whole new thing that just kind of started a new business for you?
No, I had worked for several sun care companies, Hawaiian Tropic being one, and had saw the product coming off and just thought I could do something better for the environment than pollute it with sunblock.
Now, what is, what are the properties in sunblock that it's making it harmful for the reef? Is it the oils and that kind of stuff in it, or what? What is that specifically?
Absolutely. They use a lot of mineral oils and petrolatum, which is like a gelled mineral oil.
Yeah.
And those items take up to 10 years to biodegrade.
Hmm. 10 years to biodegrade. So that sheen, that oil sheen that we see after people are swimming in the ocean with too much sunblock on or just, you know, putting on what they need to do, it eventually settles down onto the reef and onto the marine life, goes into the sea system, and ends up taking like 10 years to biodegrade. That can't be good, I'm guessing. Is that what you're saying?
Correct. It's now, definitely not good.
Well, let me ask you a quick question, though, because I think some people do some things which are a little bit different. And I, not because I think it necessarily helps at all with sunblocking, but because I like the name of it, and I've got a buddy who's a surfer, I use sex wax. Is that helping me at all, and is that bad for the environment?
That's just bad, actually, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not helping you for sure, not your skin.
But I feel as though I sliced through the water.
I bet you do.
Oh,
so there's, believe it or not, there's close to 4,000 to 6,000 metric tons of sunblock left off in our oceans every year by swimmers.
Mm.
That's a lot of sunblock.
You know what? They need to be smaller people. I think that if we just all went on a diet, we could reduce that by about a third, don't you think?
Maybe. But still,
absolutely.
That's quite a big gooey mess floating around in the ocean or settling down on the reef and cannot be good. Now, what makes your product different is that it biodegrades, but the items or the elements that go into it, is this like an all-natural type of concoction you've created or what?
Well, I wouldn't go that far. We don't import it from Mars or anything, but we use all plant and vegetable-derived raw materials, you know, the renewable, sustainable.
Right,
so
okay.
Whenever we can use that, we do. And we start with 14 botanicals to make like a tea, so to speak, to start everything in.
Okay.
And then from there, if we use carbon-based or organic sunscreens in our product, we do not use zinc, which is, one, highly toxic to fish and aquatic organisms, and secondly, it never will ever biodegrade and just floats around the oceans forever.
Yeah, but it's not. It's not all bad. It's 18 points in Scrabble, so zinc is not all bad.
No, brother.
Oh, that's great. 18 whole points. Huh?
18 whole points. Yeah. You get that on a triple word score. That's something right there.
Yeah, in the ocean, it might be negative 18 though.
Yeah, Dan, don't encourage him, really. But I understand you're mildly amused by Bill's comments.
That's great.
Well, let me ask you this about the Reef Safe Sun Care products. I know there's a lot of controversy in sunblock these days, as far as like the SPF factors and all that kind of stuff. What's your feeling on that? I know you do a 15 and a 30 or what?
We do all the way up to a 48.
Okay.
And
with a 48, can you stay in the sun all week?
No, you're supposed to be able to stay in it 48 times longer than normal, but you have to reapply about every 80 minutes or so just to make sure you've got that protection on.
Right.
And that's deceitful to the consumers, is you get these people claiming it's all day waterproof and they put on the SPF 70 and they think, you know, they got this security blanket there.
Right.
And what happened if they missed a spot or they didn't rub it in right? Or if it's the majority of the mass market sunblocks that come off the minute you get into the ocean, you really need to reapply every, you know, 1.5 to 2 hours just to make sure you're covered good.
Okay.
The sex wax feels like it lasts at least 4 hours.
Oh, geez. But you never have,
maybe.
I'm guessing.
Oh.
Yeah, that was too much information,
yes,
wasn't
it?
But anyway, so Dan, I love the idea of this because, you know, we have to use this as divers. We go out on the dive boats. We're in the sun to enjoy the diving. And, every diver should be wearing sunblock. And if they're not, they're idiots. I mean, like me. I mean, honestly, I do wear sunblock. I just don't wear it as much as I should or don't pay as much attention to it for several reasons.
No one can look at me without my shirt or pants on, as you are now, and say, that guy doesn't use enough sunscreen.
Oh boy!
But my legs are whiter than my white swim trunks today.
But I love the idea of the fact that you can finally use a product that you know you're not harming the environment we're going to try to explore, and obviously that we love. So hats off to you for that, and for that alone.
Put the hat back on.
Hey,
gotta get protection on your head.
Well, I'm wearing Reef Safe sunblock, so I'm good. This is now the official proclamation right here, Bill. Here, do we have
official proclamation music? Hold on.
Let's do this because I want to. Reef Safe Sunblock is now the official sunblock of Scuba Radio. Yes, indeed. As it should be. If we're going to have a sunblock, it might as well be one good for the environment and definitely good for the marine life and reef and coral that we go to explore.
If you find a dolphin beached on, I don't know, you're at a Clearwater beach and a dolphin has somehow come and beached himself, will this help the dolphin?
Absolutely. We had a marine mammal park that actually used it on one of their sun-sensitive dolphins.
Well, there you go.
So it's not going to hurt them. So, and what makes us unique is we not only are non-toxic to sea life,
yeah,
we had an outside ecology lab confirm the biodegradability and the non-toxic to sea life claim.
Well, there you go. So it's backed up by science for sure. It's not just some ridiculous claim. TropicalSeas.com. Go check it out and get your reef safe today.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
She is home to the oldest protected rainforest in the Western Hemisphere, the largest brain coral in the world, and she's considered the true jewel of the Caribbean Sea. Her sparkle will live in your memory long after you have left her shores. Tobago is her name, and she is now calling for you. Pristine coral reefs teeming with rich marine life are just the beginning. Find out why this is so in Tobago by going to visittobago.gov.tt. That's visittobago.gov.tt.
Be? Are the old legends true? Wow! It is! It's the fabled lost city of Atlanta!
Howdy, y'all!
I'll take you to my island, show you lots of good, good time. I'll take you around the world and be proud that you are mine. I'll buy you lots of things, buy you lots of diamond rings. And anything you want, that's why I have to sing. Into Ilucha, oh yeah! Into Inagra, been there too. Into Long Island, all around the Grand Bahama. And Walker's Key, so come go with me.
Come on!
To Bimini.
Everybody, let me hear ya! Do it!
A time where we're at the Complete Angler on the island of Bimini, and we may have had a cocktail or two.
Never happens.
And we were dancing to this song on the dance floor. I think Jeff Tarode was leading the conga line. Better known as Captain Cocktail from South Florida Diving Headquarters in Pompano Beach.
Well, that's an excellent sound effect you have. That sounds like a real dog.
His trusty sidekick. Yes.
Yeah, it's my trusty sidekick.
Captain
That's right, man.
Captain Cocktail
Whiskey.
And his sidekick, Boozer.
Loser, that'll work.
Maybe that'll work. Yeah. How you doing,
my
friend?
That song brought back memories there, Greg.
Yeah, you care to share that little story? You know which one we're talking about.
This is a family channel, isn't it?
No, not at all. Who is the only person that we know of pretty much in the world that's ever tried to smuggle rum into the Bahamas?
A man can get thirsty walking through the liquor store.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's just say they don't call him Captain Cocktail for nothing. And the one thing he forgot, if you decide to do such a thing and follow in his footsteps, two words, bubble wrap. Remember the bubble wrap.
Well, don't put it in your dive bag with the rest of your hard goods.
Yeah.
Plus, your BC will smell like rum for the next 3 days.
Well, it's not all bad then. But
exactly.
Anyway.
Is that why you were following me around?
Yeah, of course. What are you kidding me? You're a rum mule. But anyway, all right. So, Jeff, I know, what are the conditions down in South Florida today? I mean, is it settled down? Is the wind calmed down? Is the diving going on today or what?
Well, it calmed down between the last storm, and now it's picked back up again.
Has it? Okay.
Unfortunately, I don't have good news for you. I know you've been trying to get out with a couple of students.
Yeah, I was trying.
We haven't had any luck trying to get you out. But we've got another system down here. Hopefully, they say it's going to blow out of here by Tuesday, and we'll be back to our normal conditions.
All right. Well, I'm going to head take care of some business in Grenada and do that. Then we got the DEMA show, and then I'll try to reschedule for November. But that's how it is in Florida now. We're going to get in that season where it can go. The wind can kick up in a moment's notice and kind of mess up things for a few days, and then next day it could be perfectly flat and clear or whatever, right?
That's the time of the year we're in. It's usually about a 2 to 3 day cycle each way. So you just got to pick it, and hopefully you hit the weather lottery. But generally, it's good this time of the year.
Yeah, but you got to rush and hurry and get in before the brutally cold weather that comes in. When is it brutally cold down there again?
Oh, Bill, you're fired.
That
never happens.
It never
gets brutally cold down there, does it?
That's right.
No.
Yeah, and then
all right. We did have 1 year. Last year.
Yeah, but that's so unusual for it to be cold for more than a day at a time ever. You know, you take it
extremely unusual.
I mean, you're talking about this 3 day cycle thing, but that is done in October and then November, December. It's just fantastic diving. The weather's the water's still warm. The diving is fantastic, and if you're looking to make a dive trip, I think you want to be looking down in South Florida. I love diving off of South Florida.
Well, heck yeah. And even when it does cool down a little bit, I mean, the water never gets...
It never gets cold.
Yeah, it never gets that cold, especially the folks listening right now up north or in Chicago or someplace up there. They're like, what does it get down? Maybe 60s if we're on a bad day. Then they're like, what?
Dive,
that's like summer diving. Let's go.
The coldest dive I've ever had... off of South Florida, out of Pompano Beach with South Florida divers. The coldest dive I've ever had was still at least 10 degrees warmer than the warmest summer swim I ever had at Hampton Beach in New Hampshire. Same ocean.
Without the needles.
Yeah, without the needles.
Exactly. Yeah, so
a lovely rock beach if you ever want to go to a rock beach.
Yeah. Well, in the plus side of it cooling down a bit, I mean... Yeah, the crowds are down a little bit, but also I mean, Jeff, back me up here. But is it a little cooler? I mean, does the cooler water also possibly make things a little clearer, as long as the wind's not kicked up, or no?
Yeah, we do get clearer water because you don't have as much algae in the water, and as you do in the summertime when the water's extremely hot. Plus, the outside temperatures are not baking you like it is in July and August, so it's kind of nice up top.
Yeah,
last year was. Obviously not the norm. That was a strike. I think everybody across the country experienced the Arctic as we did. And that was the weirdest year I think I've seen in 11 years.
Well,
doing business down here.
Factually, I mean, not that normally we would rely on me for facts on this program, but factually, last year was the first time in the history of recorded temperatures where the 48 contiguous states all had at least one place with 32-degree weather. On one day.
Well, there you go. Mr. Trivia does
it again.
Had
never happened before.
Let's talk about what really matters, though, is, and that is, you know, these storms that have been kind of, you know, running through South Florida the last couple of weeks off and on. Is it stirring up the lobsters? Because I have not heard anything about a lobster walk yet this season. Have you heard anything, Jeff, or the storm stirring them up? That's one of the theories, that the lobsters get stirred up by these storms and start walking, but I haven't heard squat.
Well, I haven't heard as far as the walk goes, but the boat that went out this morning, we did run one trip this morning. Boy, they came back with some nice big lobsters.
Yeah.
2 and 3 pound on the average, which is nice. So, you know, now we're getting the bigger lobster, and maybe there's not as many, but boy, the size is looking good now.
Well, that's good. I don't know this for a fact, but...
that's an expression that we say a lot on this program.
But I thought the lobsters usually walk at least one time a year. Is that not true?
No, that's true. They may march more than one time a year, but some people like to equate it to storms, and I think that's more of where they're positioning themselves. If it's rough, they're going to get out of shallow water, move into deeper water, and then they come back up, obviously, once the sea starts to subside. At least that's my theory. I don't think it necessarily means that they walk geographically from one location to another. But, you know, I'm not a scientist, although I do play one on TV.
Well, on the radio, at least.
And the radio, too, as well.
Yeah, of course. All right, well, there you go. There's the latest of what we know. And we're going to keep at it and try to make these lobsters walk, if nothing else. SouthFloridaDiving.com. We'll check up with Jeff at the DEMA show here in a few weeks. More coming up right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer. Coming up, we're going to check in with Peter and Galinda from Aquanauts Grenada as we get ready to head out there and do some rebreather diving. We got to find out, first of all, if they've planned a hash. Because if they planned a hash, I got to pack different stuff and come up with some other excuse to tell the mermaids. Because they told me before we headed out there to Grenada, Bill, that
they didn't want to be
hashing. They didn't want to hash. No hashing.
Hashing is running up a mountain through the rainforest.
And then having a beer. Not necessarily in that order, maybe for some folks. I'm not sure. But it's runners with a drinking problem. Great exercise. And quite dangerous. But but fun. And you get a nice little
rash.
Taste.
A hash rash.
A
broken
rash.
Bone.
More like broken bones, cuts, bruises.
Twisted ankles.
Yeah, bloody knees.
Perfect.
Dirty butts, that kind of thing.
I cannot imagine a more fun activity.
Oh, it's great exercise. I mean, but what else are you going to do other than scuba diving and going to the chocolate factory, touring the distillery?
Drinking rum.
Having a few glasses of rocket fuel. I think we're going to get it all in. Minus the hashing. I think we're going to skip the hashing this day. But you never know. Peter and Galinda may say, look, we're taking you. It'll be one of those things. Hop in the car. We're going to the chocolate factory.
But it's a lie.
No.
And they got to drop us off.
There'll be a hash to the chocolate factory.
See?
So there's ways.
Chocolate factory is right over there on the other side of that mountain.
Exactly. We have to. It's just a quick little walk over on this path. Up the mountain.
Although the path dissolves about 15 feet in.
Yeah. Up the mountain, through the woods.
Is it near grandmother's house?
Here we go. Yeah. Something like that. I think it could be. But we got that coming up. Also, you know, right after we finish up in Grenada, it will be time for the DEMA show. And I have had to pre-plan all our events for the DEMA show. I'm going to give you a little sneak peek about this next. Because it's pretty big. It's bigger, better, 15 years in the making. And we'll tell you about that next right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Under this garb, we're perfectly ordinary Americans.
They had me all set up with the scuba guy, made sure that I bought a waterproof watch, that's important. Gee, I'm completely out of oxygen, and look at the time. Now I'm dead and I'm late.
And I'm going down.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer. DEMA 2011 is going to be huge. First week of November in Orlando. We will be there broadcasting from the show floor, giving you a little sneak peek of what's
happening. You're going to let me go?
You're going to let me go
because to the dive equipment?
Oh. And you're welcome.
So I can go to some place I can drive to.
It's $40 to get in as a guest. No, I'll find a way.
I'll find a way.
Yeah.
We'll sneak you in. We'll have you dressed as a... We'll pretend that you're working, and all you'll need to do is wear this suit and carry these heavy things.
That's true.
That's a clever plan you've got there.
I don't know who we're going to be able to carry you, though, as a mermaid. But we'll see what we can do. We're giving away a liveaboard trip every day, including one to the Galapagos and Maldives. It's huge.
That's a long trip.
4-day event, and
the Galapagos and Maldives liveaboard dive trip. You're on the boat for a long time.
From Explorer Adventures, by the way.
What? That's two different trips, isn't it?
It is. Two
I'm sorry.
Trips. I mean, I guess same. No, they will. We'll try to keep that from happening.
Okay.
But let's talk about Grenada, because that's where we're going to be next week. And Peter is on the line from Aquanauts Grenada, and he's with us right now to, warn us for the festivities or prepare accordingly. How are you, Peter? Welcome.
Hey, Greg, I'm great, you know, and just to save you some sort of trouble with your giveaways, I'll take the Galapagos.
Okay, I figured
okay,
you
no
would.
No worries at DEMA.
Well, you know, what we got to do, Peter, because we're going to go down there to Grenada next week and really hunker down with these rebreathers, the Inspiration, the Evolution rebreather from Silent Diving Systems, and get comfortable on these things. And I'm already thinking past this experience in the fact that we need to take a rebreather trip to some place like the Galapagos. You've done this before, right?
Yeah, exactly. I've done this before, and it was just like, it's a great place anyway, but on Galapagos, it blows your mind.
Yes.
On the rebreather, it's just crazy.
I mean, I know it's going to be amazing there in Grenada on its own, but I am already looking past that to think, ooh, where could we take these systems and really go nuts with them someplace after we spend, 9 or 10 days on the rebreather down there in Grenada. I mean, and by the way, doing it that long there in Grenada, how much bottom time do you expect us to be able to get on these rebreathers? Someone keeps asking me, well, Greg, how long are you going to be down every day? And I'm like, you know what? I don't know. I mean,
One of the longest dives we'll be doing will be in the Grenada Marine Park, and we'll be diving for 3 hours in one dive.
Wow. So
you know, while the open circuit divers, they will do an hour's dive, they have an hour's surface interval, eat some bananas, and then they do another dive of an hour, and when they are coming back into the boat, we'll be coming up too.
That's awesome.
No surface interval for us.
Yeah, okay, so a 3-hour dive. What's the water temp down there in Grenada right now?
Water temperature is 30 Celsius, so that is something like close to 90.
Okay, so it's still bath water diving We don't got to really worry about wetsuits even after a dive that long, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah, no, you're not. Anyway, you're not getting that cold on the rebreather. You're breathing nice, warm, moist air, so no
exactly.
problem there.
Well, good, because if we're going for 3 hours, I have a feeling, I don't want to break that rule about, relieving myself in my new wetsuit. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, you can't wear the wetsuit for this. No, you can't.
Yeah, it's too constricting. Yeah, that's why.
I know. At some point, the water will be a little bit slimmering around you.
Yeah, there'll be a, there could be a thermocline. We might, who knows? But it'll be all good. So we're going to go down there, dive the Bianca Sea on the rebreathers as well, right?
Yes, exactly. We're going to do, it's the anniversary coming up, 50 years Bianca Sea down in the bottom of the ocean. And so we're going to do a lot of diving on the Bianca Sea during those 2 weeks.
Now, what is going on for the festivities? I saw something on your Facebook that mentioned, is Weiland coming into town too, as well as some other folks?
It's more or less a coincidence, but Weiland will be here on Grenada. He's doing a painting at a school for a mural. A mural is some sort of a painting then. I don't know.
A mural. We have no murals.
Yeah.
But he does murals.
So he's doing a wall painting at one of the schools for some children, and then he's going to join us for a day's diving.
Excellent. So he'll be around for at least a few days while we're doing these Bianca Sea festivities, I guess.
Yeah, and I hope I can inspire him afterwards to do a painting of the Bianca Sea.
Well, you'll either do that or we'll inspire him to do a mermaid mural. You hear what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, a mermaid mural. That would be good.
Yes, I think... knowing Weiland the way I do, I'm sure I can inspire him in ways that that'll get the job done. So we'll see what we can do and have some fun with that. Anyone else coming in town besides our crew, or are you just getting the group together there locally with the...
Mike Kruszewski from Paddy will be down here.
All right, yeah, okay.
I think that's pretty much it. So we've just got the important people.
Well, okay, exactly. And then a few degenerates like us, but that's fine.
We're going to have a lot of divers. We had to stop promoting because we are like full.
Wow. Well, that's good.
Which is good.
We'll have a good old party.
So it's going to be fun. We're going to have a statue of the Christ of the Deep. Basically, back then, when all the people of Grenada helped saving all the cruise ship passengers, the Costa Line that owned the ship gave the people of Grenada a statue of the Christ of the Deep.
Uh-huh.
And that is actually in the harbor of Grenada, in the port.
Yeah.
And now for this, a local artist made a copy of that. And that will be, it's basically ready now, and you can see it on land. And then during the time of the celebration, it will be sunk at the Grenada Underwater Sculpture Park.
Very nice. All right.
So it will be an additional new sculpture of the Christ of the Deep.
Excellent. Well, not only that, I know we're also planning a new mermaid competition, right? Or a contest.
But we're not sinking.
We're going to work on all the junior mermaids of Grenada.
Yeah.
And the biggest highlight probably will be the Get Wrecked Party.
The Get Wrecked Party.
To be clear.
We will get wrecked.
Yeah, but to be clear, Peter.
You know what that means.
Yeah, unfortunately, I do.
But to be perfectly clear, Peter, the new mermaid for the island of Grenada will not actually be sunk in the sculpture garden. That's not actually a part of the plan. Am I right?
Let's put it this way: if there is any of the mermaids not behaving properly, we can give them concrete boots and we put them in the sculpture park.
Hey, look, after the Get Wrecked Party, anything's possible.
Mermaid.
Yes.
We can do that.
I like that. We can use that as motivation to keep them in line.
Yeah,
huh?
We have to keep, when they're in a large group, we have to keep them under control.
Yes. Yeah, we got to keep.
It's not going to be easy.
Yeah.
I know that already.
We got to keep them wrangled up. And then we got, this mermaid puppet issue. It's been creating some issues. So I don't know how the pod is all going to, if they're going to gel, or we're going to have some friction between our pod this year because of the mermaid and, the mermaid puppet and Tony seem to be having some issues. I'm not sure what's up with that, Peter, but we'll see.
We got to work on Tony. That's okay.
Yeah. Well, we need to work on the puppet.
I got ready this afternoon. They're sitting on the bench just waiting for you to do your pressure tests, and we're good to go.
Excellent. Well, I cannot wait, and I appreciate you taking care of that part of it for us. It's going to be a great time. It will happen next week. You'll hear all about it on the big show. And I don't know, just have that rocket fuel, you know, rum punch standing by there at the True Blue Bay Resort for us when we arrive tomorrow afternoon, okay?
Yeah, we will have that ready. It's going to be a little bit later at night when you touch base, but it's there. You know,
yeah, well, after one of those rocket fuel rum punches, you know what? It could be 5 o'clock in the morning. I wouldn't know. Is what I'm guessing.
No, don't do too much of that, okay?
No, I won't. That's right. We got to drive.
Monday morning.
That's true. We're getting up early to do our rebreather diving. Just a welcome rum punch. That's what we'll have. Simple as that. And then it all off to bed. All right. Well, thanks, Peter. I look forward to seeing you next week. And, be prepared, my friend, okay?
I'm prepared for the next invasion.
Yes, the next invasion, of course. AquanautsGrenada.com. Check it out.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Bula. That's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
Going to get down next week in Grenada, and shortly thereafter it's time for the DEMA show, the largest diving event literally in the world. It's where the entire dive industry convenes for 4 days. Networks shows off the latest and greatest dive gear around the world and places to go and that kind of stuff. We're going to be there for this trade only event, by the way, giving you a backstage pass of what goes on or what's coming to the store shelves at your local dive center.
I do appreciate that you're letting me come to an event which is in my hometown, but I would like to point out, this is not an event which never comes to Orlando. It comes relatively frequently to Orlando.
Well, every second or third year. I mean, they rotate it around.
This is the first time I've been invited.
But there's no there's no chance, there's no guarantee it'll be back to Orlando.
Ever.
I'm not sure. Let's see. I know next year Vegas. And yeah, I guess it comes back after that. I don't know. They rotate it around. I don't know what the latest schedule is.
But But I do look forward to going.
Good.
I have never been. Is there anything I need to know about DEMA before I go? Because I know this is not a regular dive show, because this is the Dive Equipment Manufacturers Association. It's for only dive professionals, right?
Well, yeah, you have to be a professional in the dive industry, like dive master or above. So, other than that,
radio producer.
No, doesn't count.
Damn it.
However, we are in the dive industry here at Scuba Radio.
Yes.
So, I'll bring you in under my umbrella.
Oh, very nice. So
official
if it rains,
title,
that'll work. It's going to look a little strange if it's not raining and you're bringing me in under an umbrella.
Mermaid Wrangler.
Ah, there we are.
For the puppet. Need someone to carry the puppet.
I very much look forward to going, finally.
Yeah, there's a lot of things we're going to have for folks there at the show. We're giving away a live aboard trip every day from Explore Ventures. But it doesn't stop there. I have stuff from Oceanic. I have some scuba radio items. And here's another bonus. We have some new, we have some of that dive silver. We have some exclusive Ooh. Scuba radio pens that we've made for the event. So these are going to be very unique in that I haven't decided what we're going to do with all of them, if we'll give them all out at DEMA. We may hold a few of them back for some of the consumer dive shows in 2012, like Chicago, New Jersey, and Long Beach, California. But you'll have to wait and see how that unfolds.
So in lieu of getting a tattoo of Scuba Radio, you can get yourself a piece of jewelry for Scuba Radio?
You can actually get a piercing.
Nice.
And, a Scuba Radio piercing. And if you're willing to do that, I might throw in a Scuba Radio hat just for fun and frolic or something. So let's say...
Can we say where you need to get pierced in order to get...
You know what? If you're willing to pierce anything...
No.
And
no.
have Scuba no. Radio on there. I'm no. probably willing to throw in a little
an
bonus.
An ear?
Well, yeah, sure.
I don't think an ear's enough.
Well, maybe you're right. Yeah, I mean, they would already have an ear piercing.
Right.
They'd have to be a new one.
Right.
Yeah, something unique.
Right.
You know, say like the that flabby part under your arm. You have one of those?
Turns out I don't.
Oh, yeah, you've been working. Yeah, you do. There it is. Now, when you move it like that, yeah, it's a little bit more taut. But anyway, yeah, it'll be fun. We're going to have some new things.
A lot flabbier on this arm, son of a gun.
We're going to have some new places to go and some new things to play with there at the DEMA show. So
yes.
You will hear all about that as soon as we get back from Grenada. First week of November is when DEMA is. You can go to DEMAshow.com for more information.
DEMA.
Now, by the way, Dave Syrek, who was on earlier today about
we call him Disco Dave.
About the Rec Racing League's race there at
Wiki
Watching last week. He just texted me. He said, Greg, thanks for having me on Scuba Radio today. Those GoPro videos, cameras that we were talking about, if you go to, let's see, which website? Oh, eyeofmind.com. will give your listeners 10% off the purchase of a focus correcting GoPro housing. If you type in Syrak, 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 at eyeofmind.com, that's for the focus correcting GoPro housing. That
and that's
talking
EYE of mind.com, right?
Yes. It
EYE OF MIND. .com and type in Syrak.
Yes, exactly. So there you go. So you're good to go and take advantage of that special. Rebreather diving, you going to give it a shot when I get back, Bill?
I'm interested in rebreather diving.
You know, they got, not only are we going to do this diving next week, but when we go to the DEMA show,
right?
They're planning a tech day after DEMA where you can actually try a rebreather system. So it goes,
cool.
The DEMA show is from Wednesday to Saturday. On Sunday,
mm-hmm.
Patty is hosting a rebreather tech day.
Oh, cool.
And you will be invited to come to that as
well. That would be super cool.
And I think it's at the Aquatic Center down there on International Drive in Orlando.
At isn't Aquatica?
No.
The Aquatic Center?
Isn't it called the Aquatic Center, the swimming place or whatever? I don't know. Anyway, there's some big pool down there.
Is that the Y?
Yeah, maybe. And but they're going to do that, so you will be able to possibly try a rebreather.
That would be neat.
Experiences as well, because they got some new.
Wouldn't be quite as neat as going to Grenada to get a rebreathing experience, but it would be neat nonetheless.
Yes. Well, And it would. It'll be unique in that some of the systems that they're coming out with
would not be the same. They would be newer.
They'll be newer. They'll be bill-proof.
I don't think that's even possible.
It might be. The silent diving systems, the Inspiration and Evolution, they got a new unit coming out that they're going to debut at the DEMA show.
I'm thinking about bringing out my new unit for the DEMA show
okay,
as well.
Listen, you're going back to that whole piercing thing, aren't you?
That's what I'm thinking.
Stop it.
It's gonna be worth a piece of dive silver, I'll tell you that.
Oh, brother. All right, well, that'll do it for this week of the Big Show. Till next week when we broadcast from Grenada. Remember, it's always better
down where it's wetter.
Good diving, everybody.
You know how to whale here. That's why it's hotter under the water. Yeah, we didn't look here. Down in the muck here under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.